Welcome everyone, this is the Freedom Life Forex Talk. We make you ready for the success you deserve in trading. My name is Julian, I'm 20 years old, I come from Germany, and I'm answering your questions here. Episode 6 of the Freedom Life Forex Talk, welcome back. Before we start talking about today's topic, look at the title and what was your first thought when you saw that? Was it interesting to you because you're looking for the holy grail of trading? Or were you curious what kind of a bullshit moving average crossover strategy I want to sell you? I can tell you that I don't want to sell anything and I will not give you the holy grail because there is no holy grail in trading. In fact, I will tell you something even better than the Holy Grail, okay? Today, I will make you independent from any kind of strategy you're looking for. I will end your search for the best strategy and give you the kind of attitude you need to apply to your trading to succeed. When I started trading, I was purely focused on technicals, okay? I didn't think of anything like mindset or risk management, money management. I really wasn't thinking about that. I was just looking for visual reasons to trade and profit from it, because we humans, we are visual beings, okay? We can better understand things if we see the visual in front of us. So I was drawing lines and put moving averages on my chart and the RSI under it, and I was sad. I thought I figured it out, and I just had to wait for like clear visual lineup and just trade. And as you can imagine, I lost money non-stop. I just lost money the whole time because I forgot the real core of trading. And it's not technicals. It's really not technicals or anything visual, okay? So that's what I want to protect you from. I want to protect you from losing. One question, did you ever read this risk warning at a broker side or something related to trading? Only risk money you're able to lose. And it's true. Of course you can, but it's really not recommended. If you trade with money you cannot afford to lose, then you put heavy pressure on your shoulders. You put really heavy pressure on your shoulders and you're literally forced to win because you're fucked if you lose it. So what happens? You're looking for as much opportunities as possible to win. You try to cherry pick your trades and start to ignore your rolls. You start to hope. And that's exactly also what happened to me a couple years ago. I was forced to win. I was forced by my own situation, okay? So what I did, I mean, I had a clear set of rules with support and resistance, with trend lines and all that stuff. I had a clear set of rules, but I didn't follow it because if there was a situation where my visuals, like my mind was telling me, hey, maybe you can make money there, I completely threw my rules away. I was like, okay, hey, I can make money there. Maybe I can put that support a little bit up. I mean, it's still okay. It's still fitting there. You're trying to force the trade into the situation. And that's the point where you start losing money. That's the point where you start losing money, okay? And that everything, this whole thing, it produces stress and will negatively affect your focus. All of the stress and this negative focus will end up in bad trading results. And of course, it will end up in you losing money. So what to do instead? Because in the end, people just want to get rich quick with trading, yeah? But that's not the real approach. That's not the good approach, okay? Go to work. Save up as much money as possible so you're not instantly depend on your trading success, okay? That you have like, you're free from it, okay? Don't withdraw money from your account and let it compound over a long period of time and use a proper risk management. And now the most important thing, okay? Only trade when you actually feel good. Don't trade when you're stressed or when you're hungry or when you're sick. And please don't trade, like don't let it be the first thing you do after you wake up. it will end up horrible. Maybe for you, like, I don't know you, maybe you can do that, but most people cannot. Before you do that, take a shower first, eat something, get yourself ready, okay? Maybe take a walk outside or meditate or whatever you want to do, but get yourself, your mind ready for your work, because in the end, trading is your work if you want to live from it. Trading is your work. And if you ever had like a normal job, you also don't go to your normal job being unfocused, because then your boss will throw you out. In this case, in forex trading or in stock trading, it's different. If you're not focused, you're simply losing money. So sit down now, okay? After this episode, you sit down and write how much you can and want to risk per trade, okay? Write it down on a piece of paper, not on your phone or something like that. Really write it down on a piece of paper how much you want and can risk per trade. It's important to don't just think about how much money you could win, but also how much money you can lose, okay? Don't just focus on, if it hits my take profit, I will win so much money. Put yourself in a situation if it hits stop loss, okay? Because losing is a part of the game. And the sooner you understand that, the better, the easier it will be for you in the long run, okay? Because losing is just a part of the game, and like, people just start with the expectation of winning. And even if you don't really have the expectation of winning, you have the expectation of making money with that, okay? Maybe not necessarily in the short term, but definitely in the long term. And even small setbacks can really push your mental, okay? They can really push your mental, even small setbacks, small losses, okay? Write that stuff down, and then write down when you will close a trade, when you will open trade. Make simple rules for it, okay? Make simple rules for it, and also rules for how to manage it. Like, for example, when you move your stop loss to break even, or don't, and just write everything down. Write your trading rules down and glue it on your table if necessary, okay? I did it back then. I glued it on my fucking table so I don't lose it out of sight when I'm trading. In the end, trading is really simple. Trading is just following a simple set of rules that you put down for yourself, okay? If it's in the end successful or not, it doesn't depend on how much money you make. It depends on how good you follow your rules. Because if you have good rules, you will end up making money. Follow these steps and you're on a good way to success.